At the end of June, I chose six other individuals, and along with our parish administrator, myself, and a facilitator, we began together to form a long-range plan for the parish. We've been meeting every 2 weeks, and we have gathered together to get some information together, to talk to significant groups in the parish, to do a tremendous amount of reading, to do a lot of looking at studies, with the hope that what we will develop for the parish is long-range goals for the next 3 years. One of the groups that seems to kind of stand out for us in our reading and our studying is those individuals in the 18 to 30-year age group. Some are called millennials, some are called Generation Z. Many of those, if not already, will become the largest population in the United States. Some of these groups have been connected with church and some are not connected with church. The millennials and the Generation Zs are looking for communities and places where they can feel they belong, where they feel a spirituality, where they feel a connection. But just as important, they are saying this about the church. The church authentically witnesses the message of Christ's love and mercy in every part of its members' work. It means we courageously live out the Great Commission of Christ in our homes, our schools, and our workplaces. What they are saying is who it is and what you do go outside the walls of this building. Do you touch into the lives of people outside of here? It's exactly what Paul said in the second reading. You have faith, and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. And so as a parish community, we look at ourselves and say, how do we live our faith? And how do we live our works? Are they outside of this wall? Scripture says to shelter the homeless. We have individuals who go down to Dorothy Day and stay overnight with those who are homeless, that they have their place. It says to feed the hungry. We have people who go to the open door to help those who are in need of food. We have our food shelf collection every month. Scripture says to clothe the naked. We have our crib project. We supply clothes for mothers who may not be able to afford those clothes or those diapers. It says to visit those who are in prison. Our prison ministry reaches out by sending birthday cards to those who are incarcerated to touch their lives in a way they have never been touched, maybe. We've been part of Habitat for Humanity, for Pain-a-thon, for the ways that we contribute at Easter and at Christmas to others. The things about our faith and our works speak about who it is that we are, not only as a community, but beyond this place. I believe that what that is the answer to Jesus' question in the gospel. He says, who do people say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And we don't answer it by a word, but our actions answer who we believe Jesus is. Because he was a person of justice and generosity and forgiveness and compassion, and was with those who were sick and those who needed healing and those who needed clothing. When he invites us to follow him, he's not saying, admire me. He says, follow me and do as I have done. Be as I have done. And we answer the question by how it is that we are in our actions towards others. But it is also each of us individually in our personal life. that we do answer that question of who Jesus is for us. And we do follow Paul's words of faith and works. Because as people of faith, we live it out in our everyday life situations. It's like the words of the first reading. The Lord is my help. He is near who upholds me. See, the Lord God is my help. Our faith says that in the moments and times of our trouble, of our suffering, our discouragement, our loneliness, our frustration, wherever it is that we feel alone, our faith speaks to us of those words of that first reading, that the Lord God is our help. He's right there with us to walk through all that is part of our life. And it is our faith that becomes the works. Because there are moments and times in your life when the gospel says, lose your life. It doesn't mean literally, but it means lose what you might want to do at this moment in time because someone needs you. Lose that fun that you were going to do with your friends tonight because someone needs you. Lose it so that you can find how it is that Christ is calling you to be with those who need you at that moment and at that time. We answer the question by our actions of who this Jesus is. And so as we pray and go into the week, be aware of how you and I will be the living presence of Christ. That we will show to others that we don't just simply admire him, but we truly follow him by how it is that we act. And then if there's some place in our life where deeply we need that Lord to be with us, remember those words of the first reading. The Lord is my help. He is near who upholds. See, the Lord God is my help. Let's be about faith and about works.